Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yeah. I got a very nice note here from Karen. Sends me an email. I sometimes forget to give you the email address, don't I? Jeff@thejeffkatzshow.com. Why? Because it always works. That's why. Jeff@thejeffkatzshow.com. Jeff, listening to your chat with Yale, I caught the last part of it. You were talking about the situation with Jewish students on campus. Well, as a New Yorker who relocated to Richmond 3 years ago, I've had no luck connecting with the Jewish community. Wow. My daughter just graduated a prominent university. She was tormented her last year as she was vice president of Hillel and very, very open about being Jewish on her campus. I'd love to get in touch with you or your guest because I want to know more about what's going on in Virginia. Karen. All right. Well, Karen, we'll send the information to you for sure. I think it's a terrible thing, but this Ghazala Hashmi essentially had like a dog and pony show. And it's all designed clearly to cover up the vicious anti-Semitism and the pro-Hamas nonsense that has happened on college campuses. No invitation to the university police departments. Each of those universities, by the way, has their own law enforcement agencies. There's UVA police and VCU police. If you're going to be talking about VCU, why did you not ask John Venuti to go out there? John Venuti is the chief of police there. He's been there forever. Why would you not ask him to come and testify? Who did you get? Michael Rao? Michael Rao's busy. He's counting his money. He doesn't have time to go talk to you. How about the professor who canceled classes rather so that the students could go and voice support for Hamas? Did she come to testify too? What about out at UVA? UVA is an absolute utter disaster. And if you're with me on X, you can see some of the stuff that comes in from a guy by the name of Charlottesville Bubble. I don't actually know who it is, but he shares all of the nonsense from the Daily Progress out there. So make sure you're following me on X. That's where you'll see everything. Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. My buddy Mike Dickinson is very, very active on X. That's where you're going to find his reporting. He's an honest-to-goodness citizen journalist. A lot of people know about Andy Ngo on the national basis. Well, I got news for you. Mike does it for us in Central Virginia, and so much of the stuff he uncovers, like this Act Blue nonsense, it goes national. Everybody's paying attention to him. Mike, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to hear your voice and anxious to hear what you know, perhaps about the city council firing of their chief of staff. Any ideas?
I'm not surprised, but I know that there's a burgeoning scandal there with unaccountability and money that's going on. Mm-hmm. We have a situation there where about a week and a half ago, Jim Osuna, RVA's inspector general, he finally released, after 5 years, the city's finally released the report on financial misconduct that's been going on within the city. They're supposed to publish these when they come out.
Right.
But LeVar Stoney doesn't follow the law anyway, so he's been sitting on them, and they finally came out about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And I suspect that this latest firing is strongly tied to that, because we have a situation where money is just gone. I mean, one of the common things that you teach somebody in high school is to balance their checkbook, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone who's a functioning adult knows how to balance their checkbook and make sure the amount of money coming in matches what's going out and it all equals out.
That's
However,
right.
In the city of Richmond, we know for a fact that the city of Richmond did not balance their ledger for the last 3 years. Nobody checked it. Nobody double-checked to make sure that the money was there, the money matched up, the profit-loss statements matched up. And as a result, the city of Richmond on the city ledger overstated $12 million in cash that they didn't have. How do you make a $12 million error? I mean, I don't know. LeVar Stoney has these clowns running the city of Richmond that
wow.
can't balance a checkbook and that are unable to run things like they would a business. And it's because he hires all these people that are government workers forever. They've never worked in the real world or have basic skills to do that.
$12 million. That is not a rounding error.
Yes, they overstated their worth by $12 million. Nobody balanced the ledger at the city of Richmond for the period of a couple years. Nobody went through and said, we have X amount of money going out. This is where the money's going out. We have X amount of money coming in. This is the money coming in. And it was $12 million worth of money that it wasn't there or just never materialized. And I mean, some of these basic things are things that you would think somebody with some common sense would have uncovered long ago. You have all these people working in the city of Richmond administration making six-figure salaries.
Yep.
And somehow you've got a social services office. You've got personal information on recipients of social services that's just disappearing and being taken out. People are figuring out who's on the government benefits and then using their names and social security numbers to go and get more benefits that they don't know about. So you got identity theft going on in the city of Richmond. And the public works department, you have an operational manager whose wife submitted contracts for city bids, and then he overinflated the invoices by $600,000, and nobody caught that.
Oh, wow.
And then you have an audit where you've got employees on the clock at the city of Richmond. They're on the clock, and they're either not coming in, they're observed sleeping, they're observed playing video games, and no one's monitoring any of this.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That is incredible. Now, do any of these things constitute an actual crime? Can anybody be arrested and prosecuted for this?
Well, I think a bunch of them actually are crimes.
Okay.
Whether they'll get investigated and prosecuted or not is another question.
Yeah.
Or if LeVar and the city council are just going to fire people and make them sign NDAs on their way out the door, because that seems to be par for the course in the city of Richmond. Is we're going to fire you, but sign this NDA so you don't say anything bad about LeVar Stoney or any of us on the way out, because we can't help that we're incompetent. So please sign this.
Right. We'll let you keep whatever you stole, and keep doing what we're doing. But as long as nobody knows all the details, we'll all be okay. It's just outrageous. Are you following at all this Ghazala Hashmi nonsense? She's having these so-called hearings that really are serving as cover for some of these pro-Hamas protesters.
Yes, and, you know, I'm so sick of the local media in Richmond and the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Somebody at the Richmond Times-Dispatch is in love with this pro-Hamas protester, Sareen Hadid. She's a VCU student, and every day of the week they put her picture in the paper and her name in the paper. And I don't understand what their fascination is with her.
Yeah.
She's a college student who's protesting.
Okay. Right.
Every single time they put her name and picture in the paper like she's doing something heroic supporting the Hamas.
Wow.
And I don't understand why they don't go and equal it out. You know, Yael Levin is a great patriot in Hanover, and I'd never seen her interviewed once in the Times-Dispatch. Why don't they go and interview some people on the other side and get some other views instead of just constantly hyping up and making these people like her, Sareen Hadid, look like they're doing something heroic?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Times-Dispatch has a love affair with her. Somebody at the Times-Dispatch is in love with her. I don't know who it is, but somebody does.
Wow. All right. Now, Mike, I've only got 2 minutes left, and I would be shirking my responsibilities if I didn't mention this brand new Vince McMahon bio coming out on Netflix. Are you excited about this?
I'm excited to see what's going on with it. I know a lot of wrestlers have said they want to see it, and they're going to reserve judgment on him until they see it.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what they talk about. And, you know, Vince McMahon is a master of stories. And I think the one quote that's on the trailer that everyone that they've shown on Netflix is, you only know about me what I've showed you about me. You don't know the real me.
Yeah.
So,
It's going to be fascinating. Hey, Mike, remind everybody where they can find you on X, because I want everybody following you and reading your stuff.
Go over on X at Mike D4RVA. Mike D4RVA.
All right. Well, listen, Mike, I always appreciate you being here. And all kidding aside, after that that bio drops on Netflix and you and I have both had a chance to see it, I want to get you back. We'll talk about that instead of some of this other stuff. Just one second. How's that? Will it work for you?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That is Mike Dickinson, Mike D4RVA over on X. Mike is doing the hard work. I'm just telling you right now. He is uncovering things and exposing things and investigating things. And if you're not following him, you're really, really, really missing out. Another thing that you could miss out on if you wait is Politics and Pints. That's happening October the 16th at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Probably going to be the last time we're down there for a while. And we've got Brian Kilmeade coming in. Dana Lash is coming in. Of course, I'll be there and John Reed will be there. And you should be listening to John in the morning anyway, 6 a.m. But go get your tickets before they're all sold out. WRVA.com. WRVA.com. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.